讲到的题目是敬畏我的在那里的第六讲作完全人。
Today's sermon topic is Where is the respect due me? Part 6 Walk before God and be blameless.
我们一起再读出这个马拉基书第一章第六节。
Let us read again the scripture Malachi chapter 1 verse 6。
藐视我们的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说，我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you, O priests, who show contempt for my name. But you ask,How have we shown contempt for your name?
我一齐同心去祷告。
Let us pray.
主天父，我真系同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
主，感谢你赐俾我哋今朝早上呢个时间嚟到再一次嘅学习你主你嘅话语。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this period of time this morning to once again learn your word.
主啊，当你问到我哋敬畏我的在哪里呢嘅时候。
Lord, when you ask me, where is the respect due me?
孩子先喺你面前真系求主你赦免。
Once again, may you forgive me.
想到孩子在你面前有这么多的失败，这么多的软弱，这么多的不足的地方，主啊，我真的不配去宣讲这个信息。
When I reflect on how my insufficiencies and my unworthiness, I really know that I'm not worthy to proclaim your word.
但主啊，真的实在感谢赞美你。
But Lord, indeed, I give you my praises and thanks.
你爱我们的教会。
You love our church.
爱我们教会每一个属于你的人。
You love everyone that belongs to you in this church.
你亦都爱孩子。
And you also love the speaker.
你仍然愿意让我哋能够可以学习主呢个话语，学习做一个敬畏你嘅人。
You let us learn how to be the one who have reverence for you.
主就求你今朝早上，你嘅宝血再一次嘅涂抹洁净我哋每个人嘅罪孽同埋过犯。
May you once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions with your precious blood.
求你真系将圣灵嘅恩膏能力赐俾孩子。
May you give power and anointment of your word to the speaker today.
让孩子能成为一个真系主你嘅管道，将你嘅话语能够诚诚实实传讲出嚟。
So that he can be a channel to proclaim your word truthfully.
你都求赐俾我哋每一个弟兄姊妹一个聆听嘅耳朵，一个受教者嘅心。
May you also give us a teachable heart and ears that hear your words.
让我哋能够领受你嘅话语，得着你嘅话语。
So that we can receive your word and attain it.
更加让我哋能够活出主你嘅话语。
And we also can put it into practice.
我哋祷告祈求，感谢奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 喺过去一年五次嘅信息里边，我哋一直思考一个主题：如何作一个敬畏神嘅人。
In the previous five messages, we have been reflecting on the theme how to be one who has reverent fear for God. From Abraham, the first one recorded by God to have reverent fear for him. We can see that a person who has reverent fear for God must first of all deal with sin. Secondly, obey the words of God. Thirdly, have faith in God.
今日我哋思考系如何做一个敬畏神嘅人嘅第四方面。
Today, let us put our thoughts on the fourth aspect of one who has reverent fear for God.
呢个亦都系我哋敬畏我的在哪里咧一系列信息里边嘅最后一个。
This is the final message of the series. Where is the respect due me?
呢经文记载喺创世纪十七章第一节，系神亲自对亚伯拉罕发出嘅要求。
The scripture is in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. It is the requirement from God Himself to Abraham. Let us read Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 together.
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神，你当在我面前作完全人。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.
敬畏神嘅第四方面就系我哋喺神嘅面前作完全人。
The word blameless is also translated as perfect in some other versions of the Bible.
咁咩叫做完全人
？What is blameless or perfect man？
用一个生活上嘅例子，大家都睇到喺面前有一个杯。
I can give you an example from our daily life. You can see that there is a cup in front of me.
杯嘅用途系用嚟装水饮。
The use of a cup is for us to drink water.
但我唔能够用呢个杯嚟个装 水你大家猜是什么原因
But now I cannot fill this cup with water. Can you guess why?
我在家里面去问太太
I asked my wife at home.
她第一个反应就是污糟
Her first reaction was, it's dirty.
我说不是
I said no.
接着她说因为你有第二个杯
And she said, because you have another cup.
第一个原因就是可能这个杯里面是不干净所以不会用这个杯来装水
It's true that the first reason is because this cup is dirty, so I cannot use it to fill up some water.
第二个原因就是这个杯不完全它会漏
The second reason is because this cup is not perfect, it leaks.
所以我不能够用这个杯来装水
That's why I cannot use this cup to hold some water.
在生活里面我想有很多这方面的经验
In our daily life, we have a lot of such experiences.
我们在茶楼喝茶的时候我们不会选一个里面有裂缝会漏的杯
When we go 喝茶 in a restaurant, we will never choose a cup which has cracks and which leaks.
我们在超级市场买一瓶牛奶的时候我们不会选一瓶会漏的牛奶
When we go to buy milk at a supermarket, we will never buy a bottle of milk that leaks.
我们上学上班去带午餐的时候我们不会用一个会漏的午餐盒
When we bring lunch to school or to work we will never use a lunch box that leaks
所以一个杯、一个樽、一个盒或者任何一个器皿我们要不要用、我们能不能够用不单止这个物件是不是干净还是污糟
Therefore, a cup, a bottle, a container or any instrument whether we are willing to use it or not
我们还要看这个物件它是否完全它有没有穿窿它会不会漏
It does not only depend on whether these instruments are clean or filthy It also depends on whether these instruments are perfect That is whether they have holes or whether they leak
在最近我们教会退休营里面有不少的弟兄姊妹他们被神的爱感动他愿意与神立约成为神手中贵重的器皿
In our recent church camp, many brothers and sisters were moved by the love of God and were willing to enter into a covenant with God to become instruments for noble purposes in the hand of God.
在营会里面有些弟兄姊妹他们回到他们的里面充满了感恩充满了喜乐火热兴奋
In the camp, some brothers and sisters shared about the joy, thanksgiving, zeal and excitement within them.
但仍会已经过了一个月，咁弟兄姊妹系咪仍然充满咗感恩、喜乐、火热、兴奋呢
？However, after the camp has finished 1 month, are brothers and sisters still filled with joy, thanksgiving, zeal, and excitement?
又或者我哋已经渐渐咁冷淡落嚟
？Or perhaps you have gradually lost the passion?
点解呢
？Why？
但会原因可能因为我哋呢个人，我哋呢个器皿，我哋里边唔完全有破口会漏。
The reason for losing the passion may be because of we ourselves that we are being imperfect instruments that we have holes that leak.
结果就将所有的喜乐、感恩、火热、兴奋渐渐从我们里面流失了。
Then all the joy, thanksgiving, zeal and excitement dissipate from us.
所以我们不单止要对付我们里面罪的问题。
Therefore, not only do we have to deal with the problem of sin within us.
我们要对付我们里面不完全有破口会漏的问题。
But we also have to deal with the problem of imperfections that we have holes that leak.
因为神不要用一个污秽的器皿，神亦都不要用一个会漏的器皿。
It is because God does not want a filthy instrument. He also does not use an instrument that leaks.
要成为一个敬畏神的人，我们就要做完全人。
To become those who have reverent fear for God, we have to be perfect or blameless.
当神对亚伯拉罕发出的要求，亦都系对我哋发出的要求。
The requirement of God for Abraham on that day is also the requirement for us.
所以今日我哋思考作一个敬畏神嘅第四方面嘅要求，就系作完全人。
Today, let us consider the fourth requirement for reverent fear for God: be blameless.
我哋会思考第一，亚伯拉罕佢喺边度唔完全。
We will contemplate first of all in what areas is Abraham not perfect.
第二方面，亚伯拉罕佢唔完全嘅结果系咩嘢咧
？Secondly, what was the result of the imperfection of Abraham?
第三方面，点样能够作完全人
？Thirdly, how to be perfect or blameless?
第四方面，我哋真系可能够作到完全人吗
？Fourthly, can we truly be perfect or blameless?
现在去思考亚伯拉罕在哪里不完全以致神对他发出这个要求
Now let us consider in what areas Abraham is not perfect so God had this requirement for him
我举一些实际生活上的例子
I give you some examples from daily life
我相信我们当中的少年人年轻人都很喜欢 social networking
I believe that the teenagers and young people among us like social networking.
可以同朋友傾偈啦，可以睇 photo 啦，可以睇 video 啦。
You like chatting with friends, looking at photos and watching videos.
但你都要發覺，你入咗去之後，你出唔翻嚟。
However, you will realize that after you engage yourself in these activities, you are powerless to come out.
因為啲 photo 睇唔完。
It is because photos from there are never ending.
Video 都係一個接住一個。
Videos also keep coming one after another.
結果就好似我剛俾你睇嗰個杯一樣。
The result is like the whole of the cup that we just talked about.
嗰裏邊嘅杯就會將漏去咗你哋讀聖經嘅時間。
It will cause your time to leak out the time for reading the Bible.
佢漏去咗你個人嘅時間。
It will cause your personal time to leak out.
佢漏去咗你同家人相處傾偈嘅時間。
It will cause the time you should be spending with your family and having conversations with them to leak out.
問題本身唔係 social networking。
The source of the problem is not social networking itself.
問題 social networking 喺你嘅心目中嘅位置太高太重要。
The problem is the priority of social networking being too high in your heart.
同阿伯拉罕呢個器皿，點解佢唔完全以至神對佢有發出呢個作完全人嘅要求咧？
Similarly, why was Abraham being an imperfect instrument so that God required him to be blameless?
因為亞伯拉罕一直想得到個兒子。
It is because Abraham had always been wanting to have a son.
呢件事一直嘅佔據咗佢心，亦都困擾咗佢好多年。
This desire had been occupying his heart and troubling him for years.
要得到兒子成為佢人生裏邊一個最大嘅盼望。
Having a son became the greatest hope of his life.
这个盼望而且重要到一个地步，大到一个地步，当神同佢讲必大大赏赐你的时候，
This hope became so important and so great that when God told him that I am your very great reward，
他立时的回答竟然说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？
His immediate response was， O sovereign Lord， what can you give me since I remain childless？
所以要得儿子这个盼望成为他生命里面一个的破洞。
Therefore, the hope of getting a son became a hole in his life.
这个破洞将他里面一切的属灵福气都流干。
This hole drained all the spiritual blessings that he originally had.
这个盼望也甚至成为他后来要娶埃及人夏甲为妾，不再依靠神的理由。
This hope even became his later excuse to marry the Egyptian girl Hagar as concubine and not trusting in God.
所以我们都要注意我们的生命里面，我们的心思念里面，有没有我们的人事物我们看得比神更加重要。
Therefore, we have to take notice whether in our lives, in our mind and in our thoughts, whether we regard some people or objects to be more important than God.
就好像我们的儿女，我们喜爱的工作，或者我们享受的娱乐兴趣。
Such as our children, the work that we like, our enjoyments, entertainment and hobbies.
又或者会不会有些人事物已经成为了我们人生的依靠呢？
Or perhaps can there be people or objects that become things that we put trust in?
好像我们人生经验，我们的投资。
For example, our life experiences and our investments.
这些都是神的恩典。
These are all blessings from God.
但问题是，如果这些人事物都成为我们的最爱或者我们的依靠的时候，
The problem is if these people or objects become your most beloved or where we put our trust in.
我们一定会发现这些人事物就好像个杯下面个窿一样，将我们所有的属灵福气都流干。
We will certainly realize that these people or objects will be like the hole at the bottom of the cup, draining all our spiritual blessings.
我们现在去看亚伯拉罕他生命里面的不完全带来一个悲惨的结果。
Let us look at the lamentable result of Abraham brought about by the imperfection of his life.
从亚伯拉罕的经历，我们看到不完全带来的第一经验就是人会惧怕，会失去平安喜乐。
From the experience of Abraham, we can see that the first experience brought about by imperfection is that man will have fear and will lose peace and joy.
自从亚伯拉罕离开本族父家之后，亚伯拉罕一直活在神的恩典、保守、看顾底下。
Since Abraham left his own people and his father's household, Abraham had been living under the guidance, protection, and care of God.
衣食住行，亚伯拉罕没有一样缺乏。
In everything, such as his clothes, food, dwelling, and means of transportation, Abraham did not lack anything.
甚至遠遠超過佢需要。
What he had even greatly exceeded his needs.
但按照人嘅常理，亞伯拉罕應該比世界上任何一個人更加有平安喜樂。
According to human reasoning, Abraham should have more peace and joy than anyone on earth.
但亞伯拉罕嘅內心裏邊懼怕。
However, there was fear in Abraham's heart.
佢怕唔係因為冇嘢食。
He was afraid not because he would go hungry.
佢怕係因為佢生命裏邊有一件事佢睇得比神更加嘅重要。
He was afraid because he regarded one thing more important than God in his life.
同樣，今日現代人會怕會有情緒問題，會有抑鬱症，唔係因為冇飯食。
Similarly, people in our present time have fear. They have emotional problems. They have depression, not because they don't have food.
係因為人裏邊冇神。
But because they do not have God in them.
但即使我哋屬神嘅人，亦都會怕係因為我哋將一啲嘅人事物，我哋睇得比神更加嘅重要。
Even we people of God have fear. It is because we regard some people or objects more important than God.
或者有啲人事物已經成為咗我哋人生嘅依靠。
Or perhaps some people or objects become what we trust in our life.
今日嘅少年人將來要面對嘅壓力同埋試探，比我哋以前嘅時代真係唔知大幾多倍。
Today's teenagers and young people, the trials and stress that you are going to face are much greater than what we used to face in the past.
所以提醒少年人，當你哋懼怕嘅時候，出路唔係揾朋友傾偈。
Therefore, I remind you, young people, when you have fear, the solution is not talking to your friends.
唔係朋友唔好，而係朋友只不過人佢哋唔能夠俾你真正嘅幫助。
It is not because your friends are not good. It's just that your friends are only human. They cannot give you real help.
當然，出路更加唔係話去吸毒飲酒。
More so, the solution is not taking drugs and drinking alcohol.
當人懼怕嘅時候，出路只有一個。
When one has fear, there is only one outlet.
就係翻到嗰位賜平安嘅神，嗰位活水嘅泉源。
That is to return to the God of peace, the source of the living water.
所以唔完全帶嚟嘅第一個經驗就係人會懼怕，會失去平安喜樂。
Therefore, the first experience brought about by imperfection is fear and the loss of peace and joy.
第二個經驗就係唔完全會叫人失去感恩。
The second experience of imperfection is the loss of thankfulness.
神賜俾亞伯拉罕一個妻子。
God gave Abraham a wife.
賜俾佢牛羊仆婢。
Many herds and flocks, manservants and maidservants.
賜俾佢生活上一切嘅供應。
God gave him all the provisions in life.
以致佢生活一無所缺。
So that he lacked nothing in daily necessities.
神又賜亞伯拉罕同四王爭戰嘅時候能夠得勝。
God gave Abraham victory in the battle with the four kings.
之後甚至乎神賜俾佢世人羨慕渴求嘅名聲同埋地位。
Afterwards, God even gave him reputation and status that were admired and much desired by the world.
到創世記十五章一節，神仲喺異象裏邊同亞伯拉罕講，必大大嘅賞賜你。
In Genesis 15:1, God even spoke to Abraham in a vision, saying, "I am your very great reward."
但亞伯拉嘅回應竟然係主耶和華，我既無子，你還賜我什麼呢？
However, Abraham's response was, "O Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless?"
喺呢度我哋睇到嘅唔係亞伯拉罕嘅感恩。
Here, what we can see is not Abraham's thankfulness.
我哋睇到竟然係亞伯拉罕嘅抱怨。
What we can see is Abraham's grumble.
所以唔完全帶嚟嘅第二經驗就係人會抱怨，會失去感恩。
Therefore, the second experience of imperfection is being full of grumbles and the loss of thankfulness.
第三個經驗就係唔完全會令人失去信心，失去對神嘅倚靠。
The third experience of imperfection is the loss of faith and the failure to trust in God.
在上一次信息里面，我讲到神让亚伯拉罕认识到神是一直与他同在，同埋系佢盾牌，系嗰位全能嘅神。
In my previous message, I mentioned that God assured Abraham that he would always be with him. He was his shield.
当亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华亦都以此为他的义。
At that time, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as his righteousness.
但系当过咗一段日子，当亚伯拉罕喺迦南地已经住咗十年，但系仍未有儿子嘅时候。
However, after a period of time when Abraham had stayed in Canaan for 10 years but still remained childless,
但亚伯拉罕对神嘅从前嘅信心、对神嘅倚靠失去。
Abraham lost the faith in God that he used to have.
佢决定唔再等候神，唔再倚靠神。
He decided not to put his trust in God and not to wait for God.
他決定去尋找神以外的倚靠。
He decided to seek other sources of trust aside from God.
他聽從他的妻子撒拉的建議。
He listened to the suggestion of his wife Sarah.
他用人的智慧、聰明、方法來得兒子。
He used human wisdom, intelligence, and ways to attain a son.
所以他娶了夏甲為妾。
Therefore, he married Hagar as his concubine.
所以我看到不完全第三個經驗就是會失去對神的信心、對神的倚靠。
Therefore, the third experience of imperfection is the loss of faith and trust in God.
第四個經驗就是不完全會叫人失去與神的交通。
The fourth experience of imperfection is the loss of communion with God.
我們知道亞伯拉罕後來真的從夏甲裡面得到一個兒子。
We know that Abraham really got a son through Hagar.
這個是亞伯拉罕人生裡面悲哀的開始。
This is the beginning of the lamentation in Abraham's life.
如果我們人生有些經驗的話，我們都會覺得人生裡面最大的悲哀都不是說我們靠自己得不到我們所盼望。
If we have some experience in life, we will realize that the greatest lamentation in life is not about being unable to get what we want through our own strength.
我们人生里面最大的悲哀是当我们不需要等神，不需要依靠神，而单靠自己，仍然可以得到我们所盼望。
The greatest lamentation in life is when we do not need to wait for God, do not need to trust in God, and by relying on ourselves, we still get what we want.
这种情况就好像一支未信主的人，当他各样事情都顺利，各样事情都看得开的时候，你叫这些人信主是非常之难。
This situation is similar to what some non-believers experience. Everything goes smoothly for them. They have a positive outlook on everything. It is not easy to bring these people to Christ.
在这里，亚伯拉罕不需要依靠神，不需要等候神，单靠自己的智慧、聪明方法得到一个儿子。
Here, Abraham did not need to put his trust in God. He did not need to wait for God. He solely relied on his own wisdom, intelligence, and ways to get a son.
从那时候开始，亚伯拉罕流入到他人生里面一个最大的悲哀。
From that time onwards, Abraham fell into the most lamentable state of his life.
因为自从那时候开始，直到他99岁，中间有13年的时间是空白的。
It is because since that time until he was 99 years of age, there was a period of 13 years when there was a void in his life.
在13年的里面，不单是亚伯拉罕的日子在神的眼中是空白。
During these 13 years, not only were the days of Abraham a void in the eyes of God,
在13年里面，神在亚伯拉罕的生活里面也是空白的。
But also during these 13 years, Abraham's life was devoid of God. It is because we cannot see God speak to him. At the same time, we cannot see Abraham pray to God.
We cannot see Abraham pray to God.
It is hard for us to imagine that someone who originally has such an intimate relationship with God could fall into the situation that he could live his life without God.
以前我读这段经文的时候，我觉得可能是神生气，是神管教。
Previously, when I read this passage, I thought that God was angry and he was carrying out his discipline.
所以神有13年不跟亚伯拉罕讲说话。
Therefore, God had not spoken to Abraham for 13 years.
但在今次正道的时候，准备的时候，我看到是亚伯拉罕将神冷落了13年。
However, this time when I was preparing the sermon, I could see that it was Abraham who neglected God for 13 years.
特别在创世记17章第一节，神对亚伯拉罕讲的说话很明显。
Particularly in Genesis 17:1, it is very obvious from what God said to Abraham.
神在创世记17章一节同佢讲：你当在我面前作完全人。
In Genesis chapter 17 verse 1, God said to him, "Walk before me and be blameless."
在英文 King James Version 和 NIV 的翻译，神这句话是分开的。
From the translations of the King James Version and New International Version, it can be seen that walk before me and be blameless are two separate phrases.
英文 NIV 的翻译是 walk before me and be blameless.
The NIV version is walk before me and be blameless.
英文 King James Version 的翻译更加有一个逗号 comma 在 walk before me 和 be blameless 的中间。
Furthermore, in the King James Version, there is a comma after walk before me and be blameless.
換句話講，神喺呢度係向亞伯蘭發出咗兩個要求。
In other words, God here gave two commands to Abraham.
第一，你當在我面前。
Firstly, you should walk before me.
第二，作完全人。
Secondly, be blameless.
神要求佢你當在我面前。
God required him to walk before him.
因為亞伯拉罕已經好似一個浪子一樣已經離家啦。
It is because Abraham was like the prodigal son who left home.
佢將神冷落啦。
He neglected God.
佢過住一個冇神仍然可以過嘅生活。
He lived a life without God.
喺同一時間，神亦都好似喺路加福音十五章嗰個離家浪子嘅父親一樣。
At the same time, God was like the father of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
每日喺家嘅外面等佢嘅小兒子翻嚟。
Every day he was waiting outside the house to wait for his younger son to come home.
神等咗一年，亞伯拉罕冇翻嚟。
God waited 1 year, Abraham did not return.
等咗兩年冇翻嚟。
He waited 2 years, he did not return.
等咗13年仍然冇翻嚟。
He waited 13 years, he still did not return.
如果唔係神親自嚟去揾亞伯拉罕嘅話，或者亞伯拉罕餘下嘅一生就係咁嘅樣。
If not for God himself who went to seek Abraham, perhaps Abraham would live the rest of his life like that.
他有一家,
he had a family,
有个儿子,
he had a son,
就是牛羊仆婢,
he had flocks and herds, manservants and maidservants.
就是这样跟世人一样去过他余下的一生。
He will live the rest of his life like the rest of the world.
不过亚伯拉罕就不会经历耶和华以勒。
However, in that case, he will not experience Jehovah Jireh.
耶和華以勒的意思就是耶和華必預備。
The meaning of Jireh is the Lord will provide.
他也更加不會成為神在聖經記下第一個敬畏神的人。
More so, he would not be the first person recorded in the Bible as the one who feared God.
所以不完全帶來的第四個經驗就是失去與神的交通。
Therefore, the fourth experience of imperfection is the loss of communion with God.
所以從亞伯拉罕身上，我哋睇到當個屬神嘅人嘅裏邊有任何嘅人事物比神更加重要嘅時候。
From Abraham, we can see that when people of God have anyone or anything that is more important than God,
或者成為我哋人生嘅依靠嘅時候
，or if they become what we trust in our life,
我哋裏邊嘅生命就唔完全。
The results of imperfection will manifest in our life.
結果就係人會懼怕，會失去平安喜樂。
The result is that man will have fear. He will lose peace and joy.
人會抱怨，會失去感恩。
He will grumble. He will lose thankfulness.
會失去對神嘅信心同埋倚靠。
He will lose his faith and trust in God.
更加會失去對神嘅交通。
He will also lose communion with God.
咁而家我哋思考佢點樣能夠作一個完全人呢
？Now let us consider how to be blameless.
要作完全人，我哋需要神三方面嘅幫助。
To be blameless, we need three aspects of help from God.
我哋一齐读诗篇一百三十九篇23-24节。
Let us read Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24.
神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，思念我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
所以第一方面，我哋需要神嘅监察。
The first aspect, we need God to search us.
就系有一次，一位未信主嘅同事，佢听到我讲，我每个礼拜去教会。
One of my colleagues who was a non-believer once heard that I went to church every Sunday.
佢第一个反应就系话你好敬虔。
His first reaction was, "You are devout."
所以好多时候人从外边、从表面睇我哋嘅时候，都觉得我哋几好。
Very often, people think that we are quite good from the service.
其实我哋生命里边嘅问题非常之多。
But actually, there are a lot of problems in our lives.
所以我哋需要神常常嘅嚟监察我哋里边嘅心思。
Therefore, we constantly need God to search the thoughts of our heart.
早啲去警告我哋。
And give us a warning earlier.
以致我哋去做一啲对付我哋里边唔完全嘅地方。
So that we can deal with the imperfections in us earlier.
就好似亚伯拉一样，我哋相信好多人都会觉得佢好熟灵，好羡慕佢。
For someone like Abraham, I believe a lot of people think that he was very spiritual.
佢同羅德喺人際關係嘅衝突嗰件事上，可以有咁好嘅見證。
He has such a good testimony in the interpersonal conflict with Lot.
他对所多玛王要送给他那些财物的面前，可以活得多么自由。
He could live so freely before the king of Sodom who was trying to offer him a gift.
但亚伯拉罕里面完全的问题没有一个人知道。
However, the problem of imperfection with Abraham was unknown to anyone.
亚伯拉罕里面竟然有在神以上的最爱。
Abraham had the most beloved above God.
亚伯拉罕竟然为了儿子会怕。
Inconceivably, Abraham had fear because he desired a son.
或者会想，这个怎会是亚伯拉罕？
Perhaps we may think, how is it possible that this is Abraham?
但监察人心的神，他知道亚伯拉罕里面会怕。
However, the God who searches man's heart, he knows that there was fear in Abraham.
所以神来安慰他，叫他你不要惧怕。
Therefore, God came to comfort him and told him not to be afraid.
神也指出他的问题，告诉他一条复兴的路。
He pointed out his problem. God told him the path of revival.
神说，你当在我面前作完全人。
God told him, walk before me and be blameless.
在我们人生里面，我们真的需要神来监察我们的内心。
In our life, we need God to search our hearts.
因为我们常常出了问题，我们都不知道。
It is because very often we are unaware when something in us has gone wrong.
例如很多时候我们会觉得因为忙，所以我们没时间去每日灵修祷告。
For example, very often we feel that because we are busy, we don't have time to do our daily devotion and pray.
因为忙，我们没时间侍奉。
Because we are busy, we don't have time to serve God.
因为忙，没时间去参与教会的祷告会。
Because we are busy, we don't have time to go to prayer meetings.
因为忙，我们跟神的关系疏远。
Because we are busy, our relationship with God becomes distant.
其实忙不是一个真正的原因。
However, in fact, busyness is not the real reason.
其实真正的原因是我们有些人事物成为我们主以外的依靠。
The real reason is that we have put our trust in someone or some object aside from God.
或者有些人事物成为我们神以上的最爱。
Or we love someone or some object above God.
所以我们需要神来监察我们的里面。
Therefore, we need God to search us from inside.
告诉我们知道我们里面有哪里不完全。
Let him tell us what areas we are imperfect.
真正的根源在哪里？
And the real source of the problem.
我记得以前接触一啲即系有小朋友嘅肢体。
I remember having contact with brothers and sisters who had young children.
每次问到佢哋有咩需要为佢哋祷告嘅时候
，Every time when I asked them in what areas they needed me to pray for them,
佢哋希望求神去帮助佢哋，能够每日多一啲嘅时间能够亲近神。
Very often their request was to ask God to enable them to have more time to draw near to God every day.
虽然佢哋心愿盼望好好。
Although their desire and what they hoped for was good,
不过我们求错了。
They asked for the wrong thing.
因为我们搞错了他们不能够亲近神的真正原因。
It is because they made a mistake in the real reason for not being able to draw near to God.
因为就好像在路加福音十五章里面离家浪子的故事。
As in the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15,
小儿子的穷苦不是因为他资财耗尽。
The young son was poor not because he squandered all the money.
小儿子他穷苦真正的原因是因为他住在外面，他离开了父亲。
The real reason for his poverty was because he was away from the family.
所以这些肢体不能够亲近神的原因不是因为时间的问题。
The reason why these brothers and sisters could not draw near to God had nothing to do with time.
真正的原因是在他们里面有主以上的最爱，就是他们的小朋友。
The true reason was that above the Lord, their children had become their most beloved.
所以第一方面，我们需要神来监察我们。
Therefore, the first aspect is that we need God to search us.
告诉我们知道我们哪里不完全。
Telling us in which areas we are imperfect.
真正的问题的根源在哪里。
And where the source of the real problem is.
第二方面，我们需要神的试炼。
The second aspect, we need the tests from God.
我说过神是安慰亚伯拉罕，叫他不要惧怕。
Just now I mentioned that God came to comfort Abraham, telling him not to be afraid.
神也指出他的问题，告诉他知道一条复兴的路。
God pointed out his problem. God showed him the path of revival.
当时亚伯拉罕也信耶和华，耶和华也以此为他的义。
At that time, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness.
我们可能会以为亚伯拉罕这个不完全、真正根源的问题已经解决了。
We may think that Abraham was not perfect, then the real source of the problem was solved.
但是不是真的已经解决了呢？
However, was it really solved?
所以为了这个缘故，神要试炼他。
Therefore, for this reason, God tested him.
神仍然刻意的令到使到撒拉不能够生育。
God still purposefully caused Sarah to be barren, so Abraham did not have a son.
以致亚伯拉罕在迦南住了已经十年，仍然没有儿子。
So Abraham had lived in Canaan for 10 years and he remained childless.
我相信我们父母都很明白熟悉这个情况。
I believe that as Chinese parents, we all understand this situation.
我知道我儿女喜欢一些东西。
We know that there is something that our children like.
或者是食物，或者是手机。
Perhaps it is some food or a mobile phone.
其实我们很想给他。
We truly want to give it to them.
但我们一直忍心不给，也不敢给。
But we have to put in a lot of effort to hold back our loving inclination to give it to them.
是因为我们爱他们。
We are afraid to give to them because we love them.
怕他们没有自制能力，反而伤害了自己。
We worry that they do not have self-control, so it will not be beneficial to them.
同样，神要将以撒赐给亚伯拉罕一件非常容易的事情。
Similarly, it was a very easy thing for God to give Isaac to Abraham.
但神爱亚伯拉罕。
However, God loved Abraham.
为了让亚伯拉罕真正解决他里面不完全真正的根源的问题。
In order to enable Abraham to truly solve the real source of problem of imperfection within Abraham,
神是刻意的使撒拉不能够生育。
God deliberately caused Sarah to be barren.
我们都知道最后的结果。
We all know the final result.
亚伯拉罕听从了撒拉的建议。
Abraham listened to Sarah's suggestion.
他娶了埃及人夏甲为妾，生了一个仔。
And married Hagar the Egyptian as his concubine who gave birth to a son.
原来亚伯拉罕不单止没有解决到他在神以上有其他最爱的问题。
On the other hand, Abraham had not solved the problem of having the most beloved be above God.
就是他要得到儿子。
He still wanted a son.
而且神将亚伯拉罕第二个不完全的问题都试了出来。
On the other hand, through God's test, the second problem was revealed.
亚伯拉罕竟然有神以外的其他的依靠。
Abraham trusted in someone other than God.
就是埃及人夏甲。
That is Hagar the Egyptian.
所以第二方面就是在神监察我们，要我们认识我们里面问题之后。
Therefore, the second aspect is that after God searches us to enable us to realize the problems within us,
我们要期待，要准备神将要试炼我们。
We have to expect and prepare that God will test us.
试炼的目的不是为了找我们麻烦。
The purpose of testing is not to give us trouble.
试炼的目的是为我们知道我们里面还有恶行没有。
The purpose of testing is to let us realize whether there is any offensive way in us.
已经完全没。
Whether we are perfect.
第三方面，我们需要神的引导。
The third aspect, we need the leading of God.
神的引导不离开第一圣经。
The leading of God is about, first of all, the Bible.
提摩太后书写得很清楚，圣经都是神所默示的，叫属神的人得以完全。
It is clearly written in 2 Timothy, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
第二方面就是圣灵。
The second aspect is the Holy Spirit.
那位永远与我们同在的圣灵。
The counselor who is always with us.
那位与我们永远同在的保惠师。
The counselor who is always with us.
主讲到因为圣灵要将一切的事都指教我们。
The Bible tells us that the counselor will teach us everything.
不论神用圣经的引导或者圣灵的引导。
Whether God leads us through the Bible or through the Holy Spirit.
我们需要做的事情就是将神的话藏在我们心里面。
What we need to do is to hide God's word in our heart.
我们要一生是谨记神的引导。
And we firmly remember the leading of God.
我们一生去守住神的引导。
And follow the leading of God in our entire life.
从亚伯拉罕的见证，我们看到自从神在亚伯拉罕99岁吩咐他，你当在我面前作完全人。
From the testimony of Abraham, we can see that since God commanded Abraham at the age of 99 to walk before me and be blameless.
亚伯拉罕在他余下的一生里面谨记守住神这个吩咐。
For the rest of Abraham's life, he firmly remembered and followed the leading of God.
第一，除了神之外，他没有其他的最爱。
Firstly, Besides God, he did not have the other most beloved.
当神要求他将他爱子以撒献上的时候，亚伯拉罕就带着他以撒到神所指示的地方献上给神。
When God required him to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice, Abraham took Isaac to the place designated by God to offer him to God.
亚伯拉罕再没让和他儿子有关系的事成为他人生里面的最爱。
He did not put beloved in anyone other than God.
第二方面，除了神之外，他再没有其他的依靠。
Secondly, he did not put his trust in anything other than God.
因为到了多年之后，到以撒已经四十岁的时候。
It is because many years later, when his son Isaac was nearly 40 years of age,
他仍然谨记住神的吩咐。
He still firmly remembered the command of God.
在圣经记载，当亚伯拉罕去差他仆人去为他儿子以撒来找一个妻子的时候。
The Bible records that at that time Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac.
当个仆人去烦恼，万一对方唔肯翻嚟，咁点算呢？
When the servant felt troubled as he did not know what to do in the event that the other party was unwilling to come back with him,
亚伯拉罕两次同佢讲，与你无干。
Abraham told him twice, then you will be released from this oath.
我话讲你唔需要为呢件事情烦恼。
In other words, you don't have to worry about this.
因为亚伯拉罕已经学会咗唯有神系佢人生里边嘅依靠。
Abraham had learned to put his trust in God.
而且系佢真正嘅依靠。
And it is his real trust.
亚伯拉罕再唔似佢从前一样去依靠人嘅智慧、聪明、方法。
Abraham no longer trusted in human wisdom, intelligence, and ways.
他不再有神以外的依靠。
He did not put his trust in anyone other than God.
而第三。
Thirdly,
自从神吩咐他之后，他一直活在神的面前。
Since God commanded him, he had been walking before God.
因为从亚伯拉罕和这个仆人对话里面，当亚伯拉罕提到神的时候。
It is because from this conversation with the servant, when Abraham mentioned God.
在创世纪24章第40节，英文 NIV 的翻译。
In Genesis chapter 24 verse 40, in the NIV translation.
他讲到 the Lord before whom I have walked.
It is written, the Lord before whom I have walked.
这个是神从前40年前对他的吩咐。
Since the first command of God to him 40 years ago,
就是第一个吩咐，你当在我面前。
Walk before me.
亚伯拉罕都再无神以上其他的最爱。
Abraham did not have the most beloved above God.
他都再无在神以外其他的依靠。
He also did not put his trust in anyone other than God.
这个是神从前40年前对他第二个吩咐。
This was the second command of God to him 40 years ago.
作完全人。
Be blameless.
最近听到位姊妹分享都几感动。
Recently, I was touched by the sharing of a member in Christ.
在退休营的时候，他同神立约，要成为神手中贵重的器皿。
During the retreat camp, he entered into the covenant with God to become an instrument for noble purposes in the hand of God.
与神立约已经过了超过一个月。
Although 1 month has passed after he entered into the covenant.
最近他仍然很认真地跟我讲到他要成为神手中贵重的器皿的步骤。
He was still very serious about when he mentioned.The procedures of being instrument for noble purposes.
第一，他在生活上要注意什么？
First of all, what he had to be mindful of in his daily life.
第二，他在生活上要做什么？
Secondly, he told me what he intended to do in his daily life.
所以第三方面就是当在神的监察、在神试炼、在神引导之后。
Therefore, the third aspect is that after God searches, God tests, and God leads.
我哋要一生谨记守住神嘅吩咐。
We have to firmly remember and follow the commands of God.
最后唔知道弟兄姊妹对呢个作完全人嘅要求会唔会觉得借怀甚难
？Finally, before I finish, I want to ask brothers and sisters whether you think that the requirement to be blameless is hard teaching.
喺我准备呢次正道嘅时候，我喺度谂，点解神讲我系全能嘅神，你当在我面前作完全人？
When I was preparing this sermon, I pondered why God says, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
应该神不说我是慈爱的神，你当在我面前作完全人。
Why didn't God say, I'm a merciful God, walk before me and be blameless?
应该神不说我是一位赏善罚恶的神，你当在我面前作完全人。
Why didn't God say, I'm a God who rewards the good and punishes the evil, walk before me and be blameless?
我祷告的时候常常问神，为什么你是全能的神，我就要在你面前作完全人呢？
When I prayed, I always asked God, why should I be blameless when you are God Almighty?
我又问神，你的全 全能同我嘅完全有咩关系
？I also asked God, what is the relationship between the fact that you are Almighty and the requirement that I be blameless？
后来我想到喺马太福音十九章，主对一班门徒同一个少年人嘅对话。
Afterwards, I remember what the Lord said to his disciples as well as to the young man in Matthew 19.
在马太福音第十九章有一个少年人去见耶稣。
Matthew 19, it is written that a man came up to Jesus.
他问耶稣夫子，我该作什么善事才能得永生
？And asked, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life？
当时主回答佢，叫佢你当遵守诫命。
At that time, the Lord Jesus replied to him and asked him to obey the commandments.
少年就讲：一切我都遵守，仲缺少咗咩咧
？The young man said, "All these I have kept. What do I still lack?"
跟住耶稣讲：你若愿意作完全人，嗱，作完全呢个字出嚟。
Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, please note that the word perfect is here."
基督讲：你若愿意作完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，你还要来跟从我。
The Lord Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor. Then come, follow me."
那个少年听见这个说话之后，他就忧忧愁愁地走了。
When the young man heard this, he went away sad.
不过在这个少年离开之后，耶稣基督同他的门徒讲了一句话。
After this young man left, the Lord Jesus said something to his disciples.
在人这是不能的。在神凡事都能。
With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
所以当人面对神这个作完全的要求，而人盼望靠自己的努力能够作成的话，我们人就要好像那个少年人一样。
When man faces God's requirement to be perfect and hopes to accomplish it on his own, he will be like the young man who went to see the Lord Jesus.
我们就会忧忧愁愁地离开。
And we would also go away sad.
因为的确在人是不能。
It is because indeed it is impossible with man.
但当人面对神这个作完全人的要求要靠着神的时候就能够。
But when man faces God's requirement for us to be perfect, we can do it through God.
因为主讲过在神凡
It is because the Lord says, with God, all things are possible.
所以要作完全人是可以的。
Therefore, it is possible to be perfect.
所以总结我们今天的信息要成为一个敬畏神的人的第四方面。
Therefore, to conclude our message for today,
我们要在神的面前
before God,
要作完全人。
We have to be perfect or blameless.
一开始的时候我提到一个杯的例子。
At the beginning, I gave you an example from the cup.
我哋唔单止要对付杯里边一个污秽嘅问题，就系对里边罪嘅问题。
We do not only have to deal with the problem of sin and filthiness.
我哋要对付呢个杯里边唔完全有窿会漏嘅问题。
But we also have to deal with the problem of the cup's imperfection and that it leaks.
就系我哋里边有人事物成为我哋人生嘅罪恶。
That means when we have other people or other objects to become our most beloved.
又或者有啲人事物成为我哋人生嘅依靠。
Or some people or objects become the things that we trust in.
呢啲神以上嘅罪爱，神以上嘅依靠，就会将我哋里边所有嘅属灵福气都流干。
Then these things of our most beloved and those that we trust will become holes that will drain off all the spiritual blessings.
我们会惧怕，我们会失去平安。
We will have fear and we will lose all the peace and joy.
会抱怨，会失去感恩。
We will complain and lose the thankfulness.
会失去对神的信心依靠。
We will lose our trust and faith in God.
会失去同神的交通。
We will lose the communion with God.
最后的无可能成为一个敬畏神的人。
At the end, it is impossible for us to become those who have reverent fear for God.
要作完全人，我们需要神的监察。
To be perfect or blameless, we need God to search us.
所以我们要期待准备神要试炼我们。
And we have to be prepared and to expect God to test us.
在神引导我们之后，我们要一生谨记守着神的吩咐。
After God leads us, we have to remember firmly and follow the commands of the Lord.
让我们再读一次马拉基书第一章第六节。
Let us read once again Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
让这个说话成为我们时刻的提醒。
May these words become our reminder.
我们由万军之耶和华开始读起，读到敬畏我的在哪里呢？万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me?If I'm a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty.
我同心祷告。
Let us pray.
主天父，我哋同心嘅感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
好似我试过让主我献上你。
Just like the him, all to be like thee.
呢个真系我哋内心里边嘅祷告。
This is indeed the prayer from our heart.
主，我哋里边实在太多唔完善嘅地方。
Lord, indeed, we have a lot of areas where we are imperfect.
我哋喺里边有太多主你以上嘅最爱。
We always have our most beloved above you.
我哋太多喺主以外嘅依靠。
When we trust in things other than you,
求主你赦免。
Lord, may you forgive us.
求主你真系帮助我哋。
May you help us.
求你常常监察我哋嘅内心。
May you always search our hearts.
试验我哋知道嘅意念。
And test us and test our thoughts.
看我哋里边有恶行没有。
And see if there are evil ways in us.
求你真系怜悯我哋。
Lord, may you help us.
即系将我哋里边嘅唔完善嘅地方，一啲唔讨你喜嘅地方，求你倒一啲嘅话俾我哋知道。
If there are any areas that do not please you, may you help us and let us know.
亦都帮助我哋。
And help us.
让我哋能够喺你面前做个完全人。
So that we can be blameless before you.
以致我哋能够成为一个敬畏神嘅人。
So that we can have reverent fear for you.
我哋祷告祈求，感谢奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.